It's our take. No more, no more. It cannot.
Jerry Bader Show, 1025. I know it's one of those topics that most people don't think about. Most people don't understand. There's a taxpayer-supported export-import bank which provides financing to companies that, for reasons other than risk, we are told, can't get financing in the private sector, so the government provides it and allows them to do whatever it is where they can export products. However, companies whose names you wouldn't think would have problem getting public financing, the example I gave a few moments ago was Boeing, are the primary users of this. So this used to pit so-called populist conservatives against establishment conservatives, and this is seen as one of the problems, the coziness with Wall Street, that the establishment Republican Party has to get rid of. Liberals have railed against this. President Obama now supports it. The Wall Street Journal believes that the Export-Import Bank is not the worst evil of crony capitalism, and there are other things that populists should deal with. What do I think? I think this thing is a vehicle for crony capitalism, at least the way it exists right now. And I suspect that companies, particularly larger corporations, that could get private sector funding have become reliant on this. And I think this is a tool for picking winners and losers, which is what crony capitalism is all about. The government picks the winners and losers. I think that's why you are seeing those who have one foot in the establishment Republican Party, Paul Ryan and others, and one foot in more of the populist Tea Party movement, why you are seeing them now abandoning support for the Exim Bank. I think this does foster and feed crony capitalism. Does that mean the bank, the Exim Bank, that Congress should end it entirely? I'm going to be honest and say I'm not so sure about that. It might serve a purpose. But the best point that Galston makes is when companies on the other side of the Atlantic in Europe get this benefit from their governments, then ours would be at a competitive disadvantage. So here's the argument that you can make, that the Export-Import Bank should not go away, if it doesn't go away on the other side of the Atlantic. I'm not entirely sure how I feel about that, but that's about the most valid point that he made. If this is going to put American companies at a strong disadvantage because it is something that's propping up, if you will, government businesses on the other side of the Atlantic, then you are giving up. You are unilaterally disarming in the import-export battle. And I don't know if that does make sense or not. This is a murky issue. But if we are going to decide that we don't want to unilaterally disarm, my belief is that we are taking large corporations' words for it, like Boeing, that they need this. If it's not going to get dramatically revamped, then it should be dumped. That, for sure, though, we have to look at who's getting it and why. Coming up in the next half hour, the two 12-year-olds who tried to stab a friend to pay homage to a fictional character, should they be allowed, should the insanity defense be allowed? And if you missed it, Burger King has come out of the closet. We will explain that in 5 minutes. It's 10:30.
Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.